Welcome back to the Calvier Station.
How's it going, Ben?
I'm good.
How are you, Josh?
Doing pretty good, man. Yeah, just totally haven't left, but that's okay.
That's okay. We got to change it up every once in a while.
Yeah,
we can't
absolutely
get too complacent with our
that's
episodes.
That's true. That's so true. It's true.
Cool. So, what are we talking about today, man?
Is VR for me?
Are you asking me or asking you?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. No. Yeah. That's what we were talking about today. The biggest misconception of VR is it's not for me.
There's a lot of things.
It's not for me.
There's a lot of people that go, VR is not for me. I can't do this because I have this, or this has happened to me, or and this can range from anything. And things we've seen are people who aren't gamers, and people who are partially blind, and people who are in wheelchairs, and people who are elderly, and people who wear large headdresses like hijabs and stuff like that. And literally like anything. Afros, people with massive hair have issues playing VR sometimes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this is all stuff we have to talk about. Even, you know, the way it just goes is just some people can play and some people have a harder time playing, but usually you can play. So let's talk about some of that stuff.
I want to start by saying, in my experience in doing this, you know, I've been doing this for 6+ years now, the only individual I have not been able to introduce into VR, with the exception of like a 1 or 2 year old. If you can't hold your own head up, okay, then VR is not for you. But the only individual that I've had who is completely unable to play was somebody who is blind in both eyes.
Right. Yeah.
Because the obvious nature of VR is a visual experience. So if you already have that affliction, unfortunately, VR is not for you at this time. At this time. We have no idea what's happening. I know that VR is being used in areas of trying to cure blindness.
Would be really cool if that's a thing.
I could be very wrong in a few years, and VR literally could be it for everyone. But the idea was, is all these comments, all these excuses. I'm going to say excuses. I'm going to call you guys out there. You know who you are. The excuses of why you can't do VR is you're probably wrong. It is an excuse. You're trying to rationalize it for yourself, and it's not there.
There's a way to play VR for almost everybody in the world at the moment, the way it is now.
You're a gamer. All right, let's say you're the sample customer. You are not a gamer.
Okay.
Right. So you're saying you're not a gamer. So you don't want to do VR.
Yeah, I don't want
to
play.
My simple you know comment back to you is, well, VR is not video gaming. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
VR is not a video game. It is not the video game that you have in your mind.
Yeah.
Right. Especially because I know my parents are in that age group of. The, you know, video games back in the 80s, they were introduced to us. They were not playing them. They were seeing them and they were telling themselves, I cannot do this. I don't have the dexterity in my thumbs to be able to do combinations. I don't have the memory processing to be able to remember those combinations and the controls.
Yeah.
Well, they're taking that experience with them into VR and I'm saying, well, don't. Well, leave it at the door. It's
VR
not what you're about to experience.
Like completely different.
Yeah.
Like compared to regular video games where you get either a keyboard and mouse or a controller with 15 buttons on it, you have a controller with 4 or 5 buttons on it. 5 buttons, that's it.
Yeah.
And most of it is just, you move your hand to do stuff.
Yeah.
Now, so it's very simple, but it's mostly to do with movement.
Yeah.
And so if you can move, even remotely, you're probably gonna be fine in VR.
Yeah. Okay,
which is
now,
cool.
I'm your next sample customer, so, let's say, for example, I am a paraplegic. I don't have the use of my legs, and I have limited use of both my arms. VR is not for me.
That's not true, because we do have a bunch of games that are able to be played while sitting. You don't even have to turn. You have buttons that can turn for you if you wanted to get into a game like that. There's tons of games that we have that work like that, and there's tons of games in the world that work like that. A great one that we usually put people into as a simple game that's super fun and really interesting is Space Pirate Trench. It's one of our first games.
Yes.
And basically you just stand on the edge of like a space dock and you shoot floating
robots.
That's all it is. Yeah. It's simple, but it's so easy and it's really for just everybody. So if you can move your arms or a arm, then you're fine.
Yeah.
You can play.
Yep. I was gonna say, I'm like, hey, you wanna go, again, taking it another step further. Now I only have use of one arm.
Yeah.
Can I play VR? Is VR for me?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
We had a family come in with a very interesting set of restrictions where they wanted to play 5 players and one person had one hand, so they had to have a five-player game that worked with one hand, or that worked with only one hand. And
there was a few games in our list, there was like four or five of them. A couple that could actually satisfy that, again, it's our team looking at these experiences and saying, can this work, right?
Yeah.
If you're open to it working in your mind, right? As we're saying, if you're that person, if you're that individual saying, this is not for me, but you go into it saying, maybe it could work. Maybe I trust the team at Control V. Maybe it might work. You go into that mindset, it will work for you, right? Yeah. We've done our due diligence. We know we've done our own kind of brain experiments, these thought experiments of, if somebody has this affliction or this condition, could it work around this experience? Mm-hmm.
So what happens if you're... if you come in and you go, I'm, for example, 74 years old. Mm. I'm too old. VR's not for me.
Too old. Too old is probably one of the most common ones. Yeah, the too old and not a gamer. Those are the most frequent for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
The too old comment, I mean, my first anecdote is this. I've had a 96-year-old play. So unless you're older than that, I don't accept that in my playbook. Now thinking about, am I too old to play VR? No. The theme of this episode is coming around to, what are you playing, mm-hmm. right? If you are playing a game like Call of Duty, right? That is, in my opinion, that's what the 7-year-olds are. They're picturing in their mind, they're picturing Call of Duty, right? They're picturing they're picturing Fortnite. They're picturing what their kids are playing or their grandkids are playing. And they're representing that to be the whole industry. And they're representing that to be the whole VR.
Millions of players play those games.
And I don't fault the adults for doing that, right? They have nothing else to base it on.
Exactly.
So we introduce and we say, well, no. It always comes back to, what are you watching? What are you experiencing?
Yeah.
Right? You mentioned Space Pirate Trainer. Space Pirate Trainer is a game that has actually gone almost the full gamut of ages. We've had very young kids play it. We've had very older people play it. And because it's a simple concept of a game, shoot robots. That's it. Just shoot robots.
It's super simple. Even if you die, dodge.
Start over. Block. Shoot robots, right? Yeah. Even that. If you can get behind just the simple concept, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to at least try it.
Exactly.
We've always mentioned games like Google Top Rush, right? This is not a game.
Yeah.
Right? If you look at Windows and you look at Microsoft Paint, is Microsoft Paint a game?
No.
No, it's an application. It's a tool. It's a tool you can use for something else. Well, yeah. Google Tilt Brush is, in my mind, it's a tool. It's not a game. Yeah. It's a tool that you can do something using a painting format to get a message across, to get something
across. And we've also had some people make some incredible stuff in Google Tilt Brush. That stuff is awesome.
I want to see guys like Picasso, right? Give me Picasso doing something in Tilt Brush.
Ooh,
that'd be quite interesting.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
And the last topic I want to talk about actually with this is VR for me is vertigo and motion sickness. So how does somebody with vertigo play VR? In a lot of cases, I've seen somebody talk about vertigo and they're like, yeah, I have vertigo.
Yeah.
I usually don't suggest they play it because that's a completely different topic.
But clinically diagnosed vertigo is a very difficult one. You have to be careful. And, like our episode of negative side effects of VR, I think you just have to come back to you need to be aware. Like a diabetic is aware of when their sugar level is getting too low. They can feel it coming on. Someone with vertigo, if you have that sensation, even for a second, don't stay with it. Get out.
Mm-hmm.
That is a case where we're like, okay, VR is not for you? No. The experience you tried is not for you.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we come back to is, it always comes back to, what are you trying, right? Trust the experts. I'm not saying we're experts in VR. We are experts in knowing what people do in VR.
Yeah.
So ask us, is this game appropriate for me?
Just motion sickness then.
Yeah.
A lot of times we get people come into Control V and go, I don't like VR. VR sucks. I really just don't like it. And I go, okay, well, have you played it before? They go, yes, I've tried it once. And I went, okay, so what did you do? And they go, I did a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. You've already lost me of knowing that, well, yeah, okay, that's problem one.
Roller coasters are incredibly motion intensive in VR. And they just don't really work in a new player's experience. A virtual reality roller coaster is not a good choice.
No,
don't do that.
No. So if you're wondering, is VR for me? please send us an email at ilovevr@controlvrarcade.com. Let us know what your conditions you might have, and we will definitely give you an experience list that is right for you, and we will do our absolute best to find that for you. If you're looking to book a VR session with us, please visit controlvrarcade.com. And if you're looking to open us, if you're wondering and interested in opening your own business and being a business for yourself, starting an amazing Control VR arcade, visit virtualrealityfranchise.com.
All right.
Check you later.
See you later.